Michigan's Upper Peninsula is my home and Escanaba is my hometown. I'm Craig Warple. Hometown Escanaba connects with the people, activities, and newsmakers of Escanaba and the UP. Join us for more interviews at hometownescanaba.com. Now, let's find out what's going on. Lumberjacks in Love is opening this weekend at the Boniface Arts Center Theater. Thank you so much for joining us, Jim Soderberg and Sam Comey with Players Do Knock.
Thanks for having us, Craig.
Good morning.
Jim, you're a lumberjack and didn't know it.
I'm a lumberjack and I didn't know it. Well, I'm a lumberjack, but I don't get to say that famous line someone else does in the show. I'm a lumberjack,
right?
And I'm okay.
Is that right? Somebody gets to say that line?
Mm-hmm. Mark
they
Common.
Wrote it in, huh?
They wrote it in.
Did.
All right. Do you sing the song?
No.
No, that would be copyright.
That's right. Yeah,
that would be copyright.
All the music for this show is original, but we can't use someone else's.
This is a play written by, is it a group or a guy down in Door County?
Two guys.
Two people.
Fred Alley and James Kaplan.
That also wrote one that you've already performed called Men on Ice.
Guys on Ice.
If you, okay, Guys on Ice. Yeah. So if you like that play, which I loved, then you're going to like this one too, I'm going to assume.
I frankly think this one's better, and it's not just because I'm in it. I think the music is really more appropriate. Not that the other stuff was inappropriate in this. I think it's more oriented towards the storyline.
Mm-hmm. Which is?
It's a lumber camp in Hayward, Wisconsin, 1912. And you've got five lumberjacks living the good life of cutting down trees and
eating
pancakes and not being harassed by those women of the feminine persuasion until some women show up, and then it complicates things.
Mm-hmm.
Being a lumberjack is all about being able to scratch where and when you want, being able to spit anytime you want, not really worrying about, you know,
the nicer things in life, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends on your point of view, I suppose.
I suppose.
In their case, the finer things in life is you only have to take a bath once a week. You know, the food's good.
In 1912, once a week is actually probably a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's one character who hasn't had a bath in a while.
A while.
His name is Dirty Bob.
What's your name?
Muskrat.
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 How did you get that name?
James Kaplan there? And Fred Alley decided that this guy was going to be Muskrat. There's Minnesota Slim.
Okay.
Moonlight. Muskrat and Dirty Bob.
Because all lumberjacks have to have nicknames, right?
You bet.
Okay.
Yes, and I don't want to give anything away, but it turns out Minnesota Slim, not from Minnesota.
And not so slim.
So who knew?
Is he from the UP?
I'm not telling that. He's not.
And also, turns out that the kid is not necessarily a kid.
Correct.
That's the fifth lumberjack.
Well, this play is opening up on Friday.
On Thursday.
Thursday this year.
Day.
Okay. Really? You added a day, so you had to take advantage of it.
Exactly. Why not? You know, Leap Day only comes around once every 4 years.
Because normally you open up on Fridays.
Well, so musical typically runs seven shows versus six for a straight show. So we add that extra day in either the first weekend or the second. Sometimes it's sort of a toss-up. This time we decided to add it into the first weekend.
So Thursday, Friday, Saturday afternoon. And then...
And then next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
So normally you go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right.
Okay. So it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the second week.
Yep.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jim, you said you like this one better than the other play. What is it you like about this?
Well, it's just a different time frame. It's 1912 as opposed to contemporary Guys on Ice. So we get to play around with a lot of different expressions or language. There's all those fun lumberjack props. I mean, we get to chase around with an axe. I mean,
what could be more fun than that?
What could be more fun than that? Or dancing to a record on a Victrola.
Oh.
Taking a bath only once a week, maybe.
In a tin tub?
In a tin tub with a brush.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And with dancing.
While dancing, yes. So
you got a few tin tubs up there, do you?
We do.
Three or four. Mm-hmm. The downside, of course, to being in a show like this is you don't get to see the entire show. You only get to see the portions that you're in. You get to listen to it from backstage, and it's a funny show.
Is it?
It is a very funny show.
I get to see the whole thing, and it's phenomenal.
What role do you play, Sam?
I don't. I play marketing director.
Okay.
So this time around, I'm just sitting back, watching all the fun happen, coordinating all of the fun stuff that happens for our marketing partners and whatnot. So I just get to sit and relax and watch, take a few photos, laugh till my sides hurt, listen to all the great music. There's some really fun harmonies. The songs, there's a different, almost a slight bit of a different genre in each of the songs. So it's not all sort of banjo music or whatnot. And that is definitely the overall vibe, is that type of music, just that fun sort of country type music. But there's just a lot of things going on with different harmonies, like I said, and the different sounds. And then there's a sixth character who is a mail order bride that shows up, played by Macy Neumeyer, the owner of Applewood. And for anybody who's ever heard her sing, just phenomenal. And we have a newcomer as well. So we've got five players, veterans, and one newcomer in the cast.
And the newcomer has a beautiful singing voice.
She does.
Travis Dubord is the musical director.
Yes.
Is there a group or a band, or is it just him playing
it's
piano?
It's just Travis.
It's just Travis.
Okay.
So it was originally written in 1996 for with the actors intended to be the musicians themselves.
Like they were for Guys on Ice.
So that didn't work out all the times that, you know, it was being performed. So someone came along, Colin Welford, and wrote a piano score. So we licensed that from him for our show because we figured we would be hard-pressed to find actors that could also be musicians.
You're not a musician, Jim?
Struggling.
Well, struggling musician?
Struggling.
The struggling actor is the line.
Well, not in this case.
No? I don't see a list of characters on your website, so let's just go through them. You got Minnesota Slim. Who's that?
Mm-hmm. Pete Amel.
Pete Amel. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then Muskrat is Jim Soderbergh. Who's Dirty Bob?
Mark Kalman.
Of course.
Hasn't
He's
had a bath
great
in 22
Dirty
years.
Bob.
So you typecast him, right? And then Moonlight?
Brennan Richardson.
We love Brennan.
Mm-hmm.
He's so great.
And the kid?
The kid is our newcomer, Dana Harper.
She's an elementary school teacher here.
Okay. So she's the love interest then?
Well, not exactly.
She's not a lumberjack, is she?
She is a lumberjack.
Okay.
In disguise.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, so her storyline...
So I'm starting to get the plot here a little.
Yes. Her storyline is that her dad was a lumberjack. Mm-hmm. He was widowed when she was very small, so had to bring her along to the lumber camp with him, but that's no place to raise a young lady, so disguised her as a boy. And then when he passed, she stayed with the lumber camp because that's the only life she's ever known. So everyone thinks that she's a fellow lumberjack. She draws on a little mustache, and they call her the kid.
You can see these guys are a little dense.
And then Macy Neumeyer is the last person on the cast?
Yes, she is a mail order bride who shows up in the second act.
In the second act, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yes.
So that putting this stage together is probably as simple as the last one, or is it more complicated?
I'll let Jim tell you because he helped to build it.
The set is a little more complicated. I wouldn't say complicated, a little more complete.
Mm.
We had one of our sponsor partners, Dombrowski Tree Service, cut and donated a lot of lumber for us.
Wow.
Cedar posts,
yes. Okay.
Which we then fashioned into bunk beds, and rough cut pine boards, which we turned into the walls and doors of the lumber shanty, the lumberjack's shanty.
This sounds pretty substantial.
There's a lot of lumber up there.
Yeah.
Yes.
And which we're going to make good use of. And then Travis Dubord, our pianist and director, is off to one side rather than down in the pit. So we can also, you know, coordinate visually with him in mm-hmm. terms of...
Reaction,
when to start.
Cues and things like okay. that. Yep,
musical
absolutely.
Cues.
Well, it's based in 1912, so no chainsaws.
Nope, but plenty of axes.
Plenty of axes, plenty of lumberjack tools. It is the only set, or the first set I've ever helped build where we used a chainsaw to cut some of the material. We had to notch out cedar posts and half logs to make the bunk beds. They are pretty rustic. Pretty solid, but pretty rustic.
Splinters galore.
You get a few splinters, do you?
I haven't, because I steer clear.
Didn't put a mattress up there, did you?
No, we didn't.
No?
No.
We okay.
There's some padding up there, but we're tough guys. We can lay on hardboards.
Where can people get tickets for this?
Well, you can either stop down at the Boniface, of course, whenever they're open, and grab your tickets in person. They, the lovely ladies there at the counter will be more than happy to help you out. Or you can go to our website, playerstoknock.org. Or something new that we added for this show is all of our posters around town, including our sandwich boards, have a QR code on them. So you just open up your camera app on your phone, scan that QR code, and it takes you right to our website to get tickets. So if you're out shopping downtown and you see our poster, you can get tickets right then and there.
Jim, you said this is hilarious. It is a comedy, but there's also kind of a thought process through this, because the Lumberjacks have to figure out what they really want in life.
True. Absolutely. And someone asked me about my character, and I said, well, I'm the philosophical one. I'm the oldest of the Lumberjacks, approaching 50.
Well, good.
Yes.
I always said it was a comedy.
It is a comedy after all, right. So, the temporary suspension of disbelief. So he's contemplating life and what follows that. And are these changes that he sees coming, are they worth sticking around for? Is he going to just hang on as long as he can? Or yeah, so he's the philosophical one, along with Minnesota Slim. And there's a lot of thought that goes into what life is all about. What are the good things in life that they enjoy, and what are the things that they can do without? And, of course, they think early on that they can do without women. They don't need women in their lives. And then things change as maybe things evolve with relationships and the mail order bride appears. And I'm not going to give away too much of the plot, because it's a nice turn of a little twist of events in the second act. But I think people are going to enjoy it a lot.
I want to ask who ordered her.
Dirty Bob.
Dirty Bob.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were going to give me an answer or not.
Well, we're giving you an answer, but not giving you an answer, because Dirty Bob did order her. Okay. So we'll put it that way.
Did he know he ordered her?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
He rightfully admits that he's the one who ordered her. Well, and our show, we want to point out, so another connection to Guys on Ice is that Mark Amel was in Guys on Ice, and he is directing Lumberjacks in Love. It's his first time directing at Players.
Mark Kalman was also on Guys on Ice.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the two of them back together again.
Very good. Well, the show opens up Thursday. It will run Friday, Saturday, a matinee on Sunday, and then again next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yep.
The play is called, or the musical, is Lumberjacks in Love. Yes. Sam Comey and Jim Soderbergh are joining us here this morning to tell us all about it. So, Jim, break a leg.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us, Craig. We appreciate it.
Thank you for listening. A special thanks to our sponsor, SwedishPimple.com. Check out all of the fishing lures made right here in the Upper Peninsula at SwedishPimple.com. You can continue to follow us at HometownEscanaba.com. We connect with the people, activities, and newsmakers from Escanaba and Michigan's Upper Peninsula.